Megan Fun of Sports is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
Hello, happy Thanksgiving week. Welcome to an extra special holiday edition of Megan Fun of Sports. I am Megan Gailey, joined by Megan Connolly, and by extra special, I mean we're going to do whatever the hell we want, and that may even mean go a little short.
Megan, it's extra special because you are in full glam. Just took holiday card photos, correct?
Yes. And these are like, they're going to have to stretch because people are like, did you do newborn photos? I'm like, no, I did not. Because the day before I gave birth, I realized you had to use a warm squeeze bottle of water on your vagina for 6 weeks. So I skipped out on some newborn photos. I had some other things running through my mind. So I did not take newborn photos. These are the first professional photos that have ever been taken of Conrad, and they're going to need to last forever. Okay. So they're going to go up in our house. Pending, they're good, but I think they're going to be good. Fingers crossed.
Well, you look great. I know our listeners cannot see you, but take my word for it. Megan Gailey looks extra MILF-like today.
This is, I used to have it.
You still
I used to have it. Happy Thanksgiving week. I feel like in what we do, the quote-unquote holiday breaks, they are less so. Correct.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that it is Thanksgiving week because my week is no different than any other normal week. Except that we're doing this podcast a little shorter today. We're going to try. We are two of the most chatty people
on
the face of the earth. Also, two of the most annoying people on the face of the earth. We will probably go over. But we're going to try for 30 minutes, all right? We're holding ourselves accountable.
Over, yes, under 40. Over, under 40.
I'm taking the over. We're going to be at least
You're 40. Taking the over. Okay.
All right. Well, speaking of all of that, I have a little confession to make to you guys. I spent all of last week in Connecticut. All of last week alone in Connecticut.
How was the foliage looking?
It's all gone now.
What?
Yeah, it's like at the point where, you know, October, early November, it's beautiful. Now all the leaves are falling.
Oh, I don't like that.
The gray is just settling.
Never mind. I'm out.
So I spent all week in Connecticut by myself, a lot of time in the hotel room, and I really went on a bender as far as gambling goes. Mm-hmm. And I bet way more than I usually do. I lost way more than I usually do. And I bet really obscure things because I was chasing. And so now I'm in a little bit of a detox. I'm still betting regularly, but I'm getting back to my roots of not chasing. Like, I'm going to do a little bit more research. I'm not just recklessly betting College of Charleston basketball like I was doing last week. So
Isn't that like an arts school?
You know, they are in the CAA conference, and they were playing Davidson, and I really like Coach McKillop, so I was all in on that, and
You've got a problem. And the thing is, the good news is, thank you to our beloved boss, Cousin Sal, who placed a bet in our honor that ended up hitting, and it sounds like, Megan, you needed that.
I did. It was the only bet that I won.
Yeah.
On Sunday. I put the Minnesota Vikings in a teaser, and we all saw how that game ended. So,
okay. So, are you your moron of the week, or are you going outside of the house for that even?
Oh, I'm going outside of the house for the moron of the week. And this was just, I mean, again, the line between moron and mensch can sometimes be blurred. I saw this on social media. Obviously, the NFL, they spend each month recognizing a different cause. They cured cancer in October.
Thank you.
They support the troops in November.
As you should.
I don't remember what they do next month, but in the stadium at U.S. Bank Stadium where the Vikings play, they had something on the video board where it was recognizing people who served and members of the troops. So different people were tweeting in pictures of, you know, their grandfather who was in World War II or anybody who has served anywhere. All these different tweets go up. Someone must have fallen asleep or must not have looked at this one a little bit closer because they got duped. It was meant to honor the troops, and they found themselves in the middle of a little bit of a controversy because there was a picture of Johnny Sins on the Jumbotron. Now, Megan, do you know who Johnny Sins is?
No. And so when this was circulating and people sent it to me, I go, yeah, it looks like a trip. It looks like
he's actually a porn star.
Okay. So I am obviously not familiar with his work, and I'm assuming who is running the Minnesota Vikings social media may also be a gal who is
hey,
not...
Hey, girls watch porn too, you
of
know?
Of course, but I don't know. Or, and it also, let's break the stereotype, could be a man who doesn't watch porn, because mm-hmm. I truly, when I even, like, looked closer and thought maybe it was a Jim Carrey character, I really was... I did not understand the controversy until our dear producer, Eddie, I believe, said that's my Lord and Savior.
So Kyle tweeted this out. He put, at Vikings, this is my cousin Joel who served in the Army. He's always been an inspiration and someone I look up to for his heroism. He is also a huge Vikes fan. Hashtag skull salute. And there it is, the picture of our favorite porn star, Johnny Sins.
Okay, so I'm mad at Kyle because I think Kyle's the moron. Here you are. The NFL is trying to honor the troops and you're making a mockery of it. No. Do we know that this man did not serve, though?
Well, according to Eddie, he's telling us now that Johnny Sins not only part of the troops, he's a doctor, scientist, businessman, teacher, plumber,
delivery man,
maybe we could add babysitter into
no.
that. Well, you know, for, okay, I just do
he not baby. He not coming to babysit up in here. No, sir. No. I can tell you that. I do not need a man with a penis bigger than my son walking into my house. Turn
or maybe
right
you
on
do.
Back around.
Maybe
nope.
you do. With
Turn
this makeup, maybe you do. All right, I know that Omaha, we're probably going to bleep this whole segment out. So, Megan, why don't you go ahead with your moron?
Okay, so I was like, I don't have a moron in the spirit of Thanksgiving. And then I would like to say a couple things. Thanksgiving and Christmas, they're too close together. Mm-hmm. Because folks like all of us that live now far away from our family, you can't, and I'm not going back for either. We got to spread them out. And on Christmas, I think, I don't know if we need to check baby Jesus's birth certificate. Was it December 25th? That seems set in stone.
Well, listen, he dies on a different day every year. So the fact that he's born on the same day, we
Great
have
point.
Some investigating to do.
Great point. Thank you. I think we got to move Thanksgiving. So my platform, if I were to run for public office, we're moving Thanksgiving. Maybe like... maybe like 3 weeks earlier. I'm not even saying a bunch, but like put it in November, put it post Halloween. So if you want a slutty outfit, you can mm-hmm. still do that. You're not going to eat too much. And then I'm also giving folks off universal holiday day after Super Bowl.
Yep.
We need
I
it.
Love that. I love
Election
that.
Day. We need it. Okay. So I guess my
Groundhog
moron
day. We need it.
I know? Guess my moron is the Mayans cause they made the calendar, but I respect and love the rest of their work. Then, so I was watching a little program called Buying Beverly Hills, and there is a woman on it, and I'm like zoned out at this point, and her name is Mandana. Let me make sure I get that right.
Not Madonna.
No, Mandana. Mandana. And so she's looking at a house. They say she's a billionaire, and she has royal blood from Dubai. And so I'm like, oh, okay, great, whatever. And then at one point she looks at her phone and she goes, sorry, I just want to see what the Timberwolves score is. My boyfriend plays for them. So then I'm like a little more interested. Mm-hmm. So then I look up who is Mandana's boyfriend. This billionaire who has royal blood is dating Pat Beverly.
Oh, Jesus.
And I immediately tweeted and was like, excuse me, what? I texted my husband, who I think of as has an encyclopedic knowledge about the NBA. He had no idea. And I'm like, how did these two even meet? Like, I was so baffled. And
does
and
she
also,
know? Does she know about him?
I think like, she does. No, I think she does. I think she does.
She's okay with it.
Yeah, I think she loves it. I think she loves it. And so I wish these two lovebirds well. I don't know if they're still together because this was back like the playoffs. I have to assume this was the game where he like jumped on the scorer's table. And it just, when I took this to the internet, no one else knew.
So, well, it is interesting because I, you know, a lot of girls who hang around guy athletes oftentimes aren't really fans of the sport, which is fine. I understand. But, you know, there's been several gals that I've crossed paths with who are like, oh, he's a professional this. He's on the Seattle Mariners. And then mm-hmm. I look it up and I'm like, he's on single A for the Seattle Mariners. So I think there's a little bit of a gap of understanding. So maybe she doesn't realize the extent of Pat Bev.
But see, I think that's a girlfriend being a good girlfriend because that happens in every industry. Even out here in LA, someone will be like, oh yeah, they work on Succession. And you're like, okay, yes. And then it's like, they work craft services. That's all right. They're
they
on
still
it.
Work on,
you know, yes, so yes, they're yes. so this these girlfriends, they're elevating them. That's what I would do. Practice squad, hello, MVP candidate. That's how I hype people up.
There we go.
CJ basically can dunk in my mind. Okay, so that is my moron. My moron is me for not knowing this. Eddie, who is your moron?
Oh, my, are you okay? First of all, are you ready? Oh, got a nice haircut in.
Yeah, Eddie looks like a troop. You're a troop.
I'm. I don't want to steal valor. It's just for pre holiday haircut. Yeah. So I mean, we were texting on Sunday about mine, and I appreciate both of you guys coming to my defense and agreeing with me on this because every podcast that allows me to on this network, I want to say this, and Sal's already had enough of me, but. The refereeing in the NFL has been bad once again. It started off pretty poorly at the beginning of this year with the quarterback hits. It's kind of flared up again. Obviously, the couple, the Commanders-Eagles game, the primetime game, that comes to mind. This Giants-Lions game crew was so bad. Brad Rogers, the lead official. And again, I'm not blaming.
First and last name.
Not blaming them on the loss. I think it may have changed the score in the first half, but the Lions clearly dominated that game. That's not what I'm saying. The Giants are just too injured to even compete anyway. But I think it's a problem with the product on the field when your booth of Kevin Burkhart, Greg Olsen, former NFL tight end, and then Mike Pereira, they're all in this booth disagreeing and mocking the calls that are made on the field. To me, that's a red flag. And Megan, you agree with me that if one thing is reviewable, everything should be reviewable. There should be some kind of command center that if they get the call wrong in the field, again, getting missing delays of game twice and then missing a false start that directly led to points for the Lions that extended drives. That's my problem is, again, I'm going to have penalties going against my team. I understand that. But you have to get it right. And I don't understand why we just let the games go on by missing calls or getting the incorrect calls and then having your lead Fox broadcasting team mock the things that happened on the field to me is just flat out absurd. So that crew was miserable. They get it. I also read, and this will lead into my mention later on with Justin Fields, but Matt Eberflus, the coach of the Bears, sends two plays a week to the officiating, like, you know, headquarters of late hits against him because obviously he's a running quarterback, like, and they don't do anything about this in a league trying to protect the quarterbacks.
Certain
I don't know
quarterbacks.
Well, that's a very good point, but all in all, like, what are we doing here with this league that you constantly complain about the refereeing and there's no real changes? So once again, the NFL, bad job there, and Brad Rogers and crew, you get my moron of the week.
Wow. I would like them to all be reviewable as well. I just don't want it to add significant amount of time. Like, I just need them to figure it out.
I think
because
they can
watching the last, like, 5 minutes of an NBA game sometimes just makes me want to never watch an NBA game.
No, and I'm entirely with you. I think there's also, like, even sometimes when they get stuff wrong, then you go, hey, a makeup's coming. And I think what ended up happening with the Eagles Commanders, there was that missed no call on the face mask where it resulted in a turnover, obviously changed the course of the game. And then on Sunday, I'm watching Colts Eagles, and Matt Ryan has, like, a pretty obvious face mask against him, and he's a quarterback that we're supposed to be protecting. He's 1 million years old and truly looks like he works the front desk at a hotel. Like, let's protect him, if anything. Yeah. And there's a no call on that I'm like, I almost think that's a makeup from them messing up last week that, of course, then ended our drive. Yeah. So
We've seen a lot of bad calls. I mean, look, like, it ended up the Vikings won that game, but the Vikings against the Bills, that Davis catch was not a catch, and it was not reviewed. I mean, we could sit here for the, you know, we're going to go way over on the time if we sit here and pick every single one, but there's plenty of examples from this season of this officiating being poor.
Yeah, but they always get right the taunting. It's like, you guys are dorks. Okay. Eddie, come back and give us your mention. She said it will go into that.
Yeah, so I was mentioning Matt Eberflus and Justin Fields. Justin Fields is dealing with a left dislocated shoulder, his non-throwing shoulder. He you know, I could have went with my more on this week for Zach Wilson for his performance, but also his comments after the game by saying that it was not on the offense, like why they lost. The Jets averaged 2.77 yards per play in the second half.
I think it was
2.77 inches. Reversely, you know, the Bears did lose that game, but Justin Fields stood in front of his team and said, you know, the defense gave us a chance to win. The offense did not. And Justin Fields, he gets my mention for just being a stand-up guy, playing injured, getting late hits, apparently, that I did not know about, that his coach is sending stuff to the league. And this guy was someone who I was very, very critical of. I do the fantasy show with Jen on this network, and I was like, he is just not good. He's another long line in the history of Ohio State quarterbacks who do not translate. He looks at his first read, his first read is not open. He takes off and runs. But now what he's doing is he's running when he actually has open space, and he's finding his targets down the field. So he's playing much, much better. He played injured and he apologized to his team. That goes a long way in the locker room for a young player. So Justin Fields, good on you. You get my mention of the week.
I love Justin Fields. I really do.
Let's hope Bears fans are nice to him.
My cousin thinks that he looks like Franklin. My cousin who lives in Chicago, like Franklin the Turtle. Do you remember that on Nickelodeon?
I, of course, yeah. Now that you bring it to my attention, and I don't think so.
My cousin calls him Franklin, so I just...
There's multiple professional athletes that I've thought look like the Geico Gecko, so I can relate to your cousin. Megan, who is your mensch this week?
Well, it was going to be Johnny Sins once again, because he really stole the spotlight, but I just want to bring it to everybody's attention. If you are an NFL offense, and you are not averaging one Johnny Sins, and you all know what I mean by that, per play, then you should just be disqualified for the rest of the team. So what do we think that is?
8 to 10 inches?
Well, I mean, the Jets were averaging 2.5. I don't know. Eddie's seen it. Let us know.
Yeah. Need
But if you are an NFL offense... Eddie just said 2.77 inches is huge, by the way. So if you're an NFL offense and you are not averaging one Johnny Sins, you're done for the year. Thank you.
Okay, so I have multiple mentions this week in the spirit of Thanksgiving. I was watching Chargers Chiefs on Sunday and heard on the broadcast that Chargers defensive lineman Morgan Fox has a French bulldog named Winston who got second place at the Westminster Kennel Club show. I was blown away by that. Love that. And then I'm not sure if he's competing Thursday, but it did remind me that the national dog show's Thursday. So if any of these games are like real stinky, I love to flip back. I love seeing the dogs. I love seeing the owners. It always reminds me to watch Best in Show, which I forget to do. And the culture around it is amazing. And then really great news out of Brown University, a freshman named Olivia Pichardo is becoming the first woman to ever play Division I varsity baseball.
Listen, you guys thought those men's butts looked great in baseball pants? Wait till you see Olivia's butt in those pants. She's gonna be such a babe.
And an Ivy Leaguer. I watched the video of the coach like announcing that she had made the team. I didn't love the boys' faces. And maybe they're just like teen boys that don't know, like, the camera's on me, you know, like, I'll find my angle. Oh, Olivia! Olivia! And pretend that we're best friends. These boys are like... It also, like, did not make me that... Like, someday Conrad's gonna be, like, 18 and be like, shut up, white mom! So that kind of bummed me out, but kudos to her. It's incredible.
This is great. I think, you know, we'll see more of this in the future, hopefully. We had Monet Davis, right? Remember her from the Little League World Series? She didn't end up going on to play college baseball. Maybe she could have, but this is our first Division I college baseball player. So good on you, Olivia. We are proud of you.
Okay, so we got an email last night that said that Megan Connolly and myself were in the group that was the biggest losers this week. And I don't mean weight, like the show. I mean in our pick'em.
Yes, in extra points, they make us all on Sunday weigh in. And mm-hmm. we decide who's the biggest loser and the biggest winner. And we do it by how we pick our games. And this was my week to really take over. Take mm-hmm. over for this podcast because we have been dreadful as a trio. Eddie's been awful.
I think I've been fine.
All of us are below 500, so we've been pretty dreadful. I need to be honest with both of you. All three of us suck right now at our picks.
I was
gaining some momentum, and this was the week that I was going to overtake you until we got this stupid email.
Yeah, so we got this email. Eddie, you had a great week. So don't want to take anything away from you. Megan and I, we were the biggest losers. Now, In real stubborn fashion, I am not accepting these results. Now, when the graphic came out on Sunday and it showed I had picked the Browns, I said, there's no way. I know myself and I know what's going on in the world. I did not pick the Browns, it in my core. So I got this email from Meatballs. I immediately replied. Immediately in the sense of, like, I have a home and a husband and a child. I have things to do. I said, reply. I almost replied all to make a point.
I was going to say, you should have replied all, no. You coward.
No, I didn't want to because I wanted to keep this between, and I didn't want to be wrong, too. Like, so I was like, I don't think that I picked the Browns, and I've contested the results, and so I'm actually still ahead of you by one.
I haven't gotten any confirmation whatsoever from Mikey Meatballs on this, and I might have to text him. But this is very Donald Trump like of you. Not accepting,
I know it is. I am going to storm the studio, and I will be going poop on Sal's desk.
Okay. Wow. That's okay. She's gonna do it, everybody.
Yeah.
Are you gonna bring pitchforks and dress up for this one too?
No. No, just going to go in full glam.
Full glam.
And maybe, and the thing is, if I can't, maybe I'll just have to go pee on someone's car, which I did do in college.
Now, if you were a real denier, you would have heard it all.
Well, I didn't want to be wrong. Like, I did leave the door open that I could be wrong. I did leave the door open.
No, you know we are picking against the spread, right?
Yeah, I know that this year. I know that this year. Okay? Did not know that last year. And I think my record was better last year. okay. So let's take a quick break and then we'll be back.
Your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, it's on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code CZRFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. The first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 rewards credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer. Free stays, game tickets, experiences, and more. And because Caesar plays by the rule, here comes a lengthy, responsible gaming disclaimer. Must be 21 plus. Must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, Utah, and other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, in Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537. Or in Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. In Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. In Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. In Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-7117. 1-800-889-3369. In Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, we are back. Megan, what are the NFL stories you want to touch on quickly? Because the Thursday games, they're here. You know, we got three games coming up in a day and a half.
Whew. Well, I think we should start in New England, and Eddie hit on it a little bit, but we didn't get to really the main headline. I don't know if there really was a main headline from that game, except that there were 17 freaking punts, and the last one was returned for a walk-off touchdown. But again, the officiating crew probably missed that little block in the back. Yeah. But they, too, wanted the game to be over, so they just said, oops, we didn't see it. We'll have the Patriots win this one because nobody wants overtime. But prior to this game even kicking off, it was doomed because the power went out inside Gillette Stadium, and apparently the CBS truck had to go on their generator that couldn't run their trucks. They had to use the stadium generator. So for about the first 5 to 7 minutes of the game, it was only operating with two cameras. I mean, listen, I know things happen, but do you know how much money these TV deals are worth? The fact that they're like, we're only going to do it with two cameras, that's ridiculous. I can't even believe that something like this happened. But they should have just kept the power off because truly no one needed to see that game. No offensive production on either side of the ball. So freaking boring. Zach Wilson is awful. Mac Jones is getting just reamed, and it's not his fault. It's not. He's got no one to throw to. Everyone's like, oh, this Patriots offense is so bad. Have you been paying attention for the last several years? It's been very bad since Tom Brady left. And you know why Tom Brady left? Because they didn't build an offense around him. He had Julian Edelman and then all of these other people who weren't even drafted. I mean, N'Keal Harry, he was a bust. Now Jacoby Myers is your number one wide receiver. He wasn't even drafted. And listen, he's a good player, but he can't lead your offense. So I don't think it's Mac Jones' fault. Mac, it's not your fault. Zach Wilson, though, however, listen, if you're going to suck that bad, at least take the blame for it, okay? He just said he didn't let his defense down. And let me tell you something. You did. You let them all down.
And now he is probably going to be benched. Once, benched is out there, he's going to be benched at some point. If it's not this game, he's going to be benched.
Yeah, Robert Saleh was talking about it. He says he hasn't made up his mind yet. That bald hot man.
I've made up my mind. I made up my mind on you. I'm buying what you're selling.
Oh, hello. It's like him. He's got a little bit of The Rock in him. Just a little bit.
It is interesting how these little oopsie daisies always happen with the Patriots. That's all I'll say. It is interesting. The Colts. Oh, boy. They were leading the whole game, and I knew they weren't going to win. I felt it, unfortunately. And then they ended up missing a field goal. It was a longer field goal. And then the Colts defense had played really, really well all game. And I had an Eagles friend that was like, they're going to be so mad after that Commanders loss. They're going to score 5 touchdowns. And they came out and the Colts really shut them down. But unfortunately, when they needed to score, they were able to. And then they celebrated this 17-16 victory over, unfortunately, what is my team that has been the laughingstock of the NFL. They celebrated like that Pat Bev win. Like, it was so like, oh, okay. Like, you guys must be losers then. Like, if you feel this good about barely beating us, Eddie, you don't need to be worried about the Eagles. That's all I'll say. I don't think they got it.
But he does need to be worried about the Cowboys because the Cowboys just completely dominated a fraudulent, mind you, a fraudulent Minnesota Vikings team. But this was a new look Cowboys. And I think what we're going to see on Thanksgiving is two teams, the Giants and the Cowboys, playing for Odell Beckham Jr. Now, we know that OBJ wants to go one of these places. Dak Prescott has even said he's recruiting OBJ. I mean, is he gonna just take whoever wins this game? Is he gonna take the most money? What's going to happen in this situation?
It's wild we even care. And, like, I think Odell is, like, so handsome and fun and cool and the catch and the baby. I love it. I follow him on Instagram. But it's, like, is he even that good? Like, what has he done in the last 3 years for this to be a bidding war between these two storied franchises? It's getting a little decision for me. And I'm, like, over what exactly? So yeah, it will be interesting.
The NFC though is so weak. I think if the Cowboys get OBJ, they could legitimately be a Super Bowl contender.
And last night's Monday night game in Mexico, very exciting. The 49ers looked great. And yes, the Cardinals are bad and Kyler Murray was not playing, but the 49ers, ooh, that pink suit. Did you see that suit, Megan?
Oh, I saw that suit. I mean, he can really pull off any color. We are talking about Jimmy Garoppolo, for those of you who live under a rock. There's no other man we would be talking about on the 49ers besides Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah.
The seam was so good. Wow. So they looked great. That yes, I think the NFC East, it's got these major cities and these major fan bases and three, and heck, I'll throw the Commanders in there. All four of the teams I thought could be the stinkiest we've seen and are good. So we all have to eat some crow on that. But the 49ers do kind of get to slide in there, and they have probably the most impressive just roster at this point. That, yeah, I just don't know how much better Odell makes either of the teams. I don't know.
We will have to see about that. We do have to touch on Sunday Night Football because it was awesome. We had Mahomes against Justin Herbert, otherwise known as the Chiefs, against the Chargers. Mahomes, he keeps making Mahomes things happen. With, you know, about a minute left on the clock, he drives the team down the field. It was less than a minute, probably. All right, give me some grace on that one. It doesn't matter. It's how much time is left on the clock because Mahomes is going to get the team in the end zone. When they need a score, he's going to make it happen. And Travis Kelce was absolutely fantastic. This game was what we want on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah. I honestly end up being even more impressed with Travis Kelce sometimes because he makes moves that you're like, how does this big man do that? And it's like, if he catches it anywhere inside the red zone, he's going to score. Like, he just gets himself open because you know he's getting double teamed. So it's like, how is he even open? Because he's doing a move. And then he eludes these guys that are faster than him, sometimes bigger than him. He just really is incredible. I did feel bad when they pan to that SoFi audience. It was all red. And it's like, there's not even that many people from Kansas City and Los Angeles. Like,
it sounded loud for the Chargers, though.
I don't think that's real. I don't think that's real, unfortunately.
That's a little Hollywood effect for us.
Or I think it just might be loud.
I did do a little bit of a wellness check on our girl, Brittany Matthews Mahomes, because we haven't pregnant. Heard from her at all this year.
She's pregnant.
And so today I was like, I better check in on her, see how she's doing. So I went to all of her social pages and she's thriving. I mean, she did maternity photos. I know you just did the photos today.
The baby's out.
The baby's out.
I didn't put him under photos, my shirt.
Listen, if you want to do them, good on you. Sometimes they creep me out a little bit, but she looked great.
Was she nude? Was she nude?
No, she had some like flowy, it almost looked very bridal.
Ethereal.
Yes. She looked fantastic. I just, sometimes the maternity photos creep me out a little bit, that's all.
Yeah, I do start to go, now who are these for? Because, like, I just don't know if I'd be that interested in seeing my mom pregnant with me. And my mom was beautiful and was beautiful then, beautiful now. But I go, okay. And I'm a daughter. So it's like, I don't know if your son, like, cares. Is CJ like, hubba, hubba? Yes, I remember him being like, this is the most beautiful you've ever looked. And it's like, that's not true. And that's exactly right. That is what you need to say, you know? But not true, honey. So, and like, I don't want that photo of me. We got photos when we were in Hawaii. We like went to a luau. Please don't cancel me. And they took like photos of everyone. And so I got my little belly out. But yeah, I just was like, I don't know.
I have breaking news.
What?
Live on our podcast. So I texted one Mikey Meatballs while you were going on your little rant about how
I have it open. Okay. All right,
and
tell me.
So I texted Mikey and I just said, Megan is a liar. And he said, about the graphic, I said, yes. And he replied, I still have to double check, but I'm pretty sure I didn't make the mistake.
And the thing is, I never accused him of making a mistake. He said that the site has been messing up. I have it in front of me right now, and I picked, there is a green check mark next to my pick, and so I am counting them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I had 6 right. That's just the checks I see on the site.
Eddie chimes in that the site has been messing up. Listen, you and Eddie will take on me and Meatballs. It's fine. Meatballs is on my side.
I cannot believe.
He doesn't make mistakes. He does not make mistakes. Okay?
And, you know what? This is a trope on reality TV. Be like, you called me a liar. And it's like, every single person has lied in their life. Like, you just called me a liar. And it's like, yeah, I am a liar. I'm sure I've lied on this podcast in the last 20 minutes. Like, I lie all the time. I'm a liar.
Liar. All right, what other NFL news do we have to get to? Oh, my favorite, one of my favorite stories of the week. I'm sorry, Eddie, earmuffs again. We have to talk about the Lions because they won 3 straight for the first time since 2017. Yeah. And my favorite coach, Dan Campbell, gave a speech that made me want to run through a wall in the locker room after the Detroit Lions had this victory. I sent it to both of you, and Megan, you loved it.
Of course, you I love also him. Wanted to. And you know, I love tears. You know, I love tears.
And Eddie just replied, "He's a crybaby
loser. He's a crybaby loser."
But he's not a loser.
He's a winner
because they won.
Yeah, I'm genuinely happy for them. And we get to watch. Like, the thing is, these Thanksgiving games, it's always Lions, Cowboys, and they were so bad for so long that they were like, we got to give them a third game. And so there's a rotating games. And now, Lions, Cowboys, these are good games. These are meaningful games. I don't think the Lions are going to make the playoffs, but they're in the hunt. They started putting in the hunt graphics up. We're like close enough to the playoffs. You know who's in the hunt?
Who's in the hunt?
The Colts.
Jeff Saturday and the Colts. How are you feeling about Jeff Saturday today?
Fine. Whatever.
Fine?
Yeah, I'm fine. I feel good. I feel good.
Did you almost cry? You have tears coming out of your eyes?
Well, you know, before the Raiders game, CJ did ask me, he goes, what do you think Frank is doing? I like, literally, I'm going to cry. And I, like, got really, really sad. I just get sad thinking about people just, like, not, like, I don't know. I just get sad.
Well, I'll make you feel better. Your favorite offensive coordinator, Parks Frazier, his wife sent me her old Lululemon leggings today, and I'm wearing them right now. So there we go.
Now, did she wear underwear with those? Because sometimes people go commando in Lululemon.
I'm going commando right now on them, and let me tell you,
and hand-me-down pants.
Lululemon leggings are expensive.
You are fully Florida now, going commando and hand-me-down pants. Okay. Megan, give us a bet on Thursday that you feel comfortable making, and then let's move on.
Oh, man. Well, I got to give out my mega lock of the week, and it did not hit last week. It did not.
Uh-oh.
I haven't settled on what I'm going to bet yet for the mega lock, but what I really do like, I saw the Patriots over-under line was like 19 points just for the Patriots, not for the whole game, and I like the over on that.
Okay.
All right. Because I do think, although their offense is bad, I think they'll get a defensive score. I think Nick Folk won't miss a field goal because they'll be indoors. So I think the over on that is...
He is on my fantasy team. Happy to have you, Nick Folk. Okay, let's take a quick break and then we'll be back. We're already at the over. I know. We'll be back. Okay, we are back. A little NBA news. Kyrie Irving has returned. It was a 5-game suspension, but then he had to do his checklist of prove I'm not anti-Semitic. And so it turned into an 8-game suspension. There were, I believe they're called Israelites that did surround Barclays. And then Jaylen Brown, someone's got to take his phone away. I was going to make him my moron, but it's like, there's like part of me, even with this, where it's like, I just don't even know if this is for white women named Megan to get involved in, but Jaylen, we got to put the phone down, honey.
I know. I do think sometimes these guys think they're being quote unquote woke and smart by like trying to help some of these things, and they're just not at all. Just don't say anything. And I like Jaylen Brown. This is very upsetting.
Big news for me. So the Colts are on Monday Night Football on Monday. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have people over. I forgot. I am going to see Lakers-Pacers in person on Monday.
Do you want me to reach out to our Pacers contact?
I don't think I'm going in L.A.
He's
going
to be there. Yeah,
I know, but I just don't think he's going to have any sway.
I mean, we might not be able to do courtside at Crypto, but maybe, you know, 100 level good seats.
I'm honestly going with these men that I think may have the hookup.
Oh, good, good. That's what you
Because I'm not going with CJ. I was a guy that I used to work with was like, hey, do you want to go to Lakers Pacers? And I go, yeah, let me ask CJ. I don't know if he's planned some sort of vow renewal at it. And he did not. He had nothing on the docket. So I'm going to be going. And last year I went to Pacers Lakers and I was pregnant. And so no one was mean to me. This year, not pregnant. That I'm like, but the
Lakers fans can't be mean this year.
No. And I'll go, I like you guys. I'm on your side. Like, I want you to be good for the sake of my marriage. Like, yeah. I'm not against you.
So he's not coming to the game.
He's going to babysit. But I am sad I'm going to have to miss Colts Monday Night Football.
Saturday against ESPN, his former employer.
Yeah.
Wow. So
Monday's the new Saturday. That's what alcoholics say.
Also, Ben Simmons. I feel like we're really going off the rails today. Ben Simmons tonight, Tuesday, returns to Philadelphia. Oof, boy.
He got asked, like, it's not going to be that bad. And he went, like, he made such a funny face. I really like Ben Simmons. And
you
like,
do? Why?
Yeah, I'm a Ben Simmons apologist. You know why? So I watched a documentary about him. I think it's called Benny, which is what his family called him growing up. And so I just, like, it's about him when he's a teen. And I fell in love with him and his family. And so his struggles have really been sad. I've taken them hard.
Yeah, his struggles at the free throw line has just been devastating. Why don't you get out there and freaking practice, okay?
He's been good this year.
He doesn't want to play basketball.
He
so
does.
Get off the
I
court.
Think he does. I think he does not.
I think
he's finally on a team that he goes, oh, this is nuts. This is my time to shine. You know, it's like sometimes I'll do a show and the circumstances are so bad. Like I once performed at a nonprofit drug rehabilitation center the night Whitney Houston died. Okay. And you go, the cards are so stacked against me, ended up being a great show. Because the stakes are so low. And so I think that's what's happening with Ben and the Nets. He's like, everything around me is full chaos. I'm getting bottles thrown at me. I can shoot a free throw. Like he needs the chaos. A theory.
Well, you can go ahead and be a Ben Simmons apologist. I will not be a Ben Simmons apologist. In fact, my friend from Philly who needs a kidney, I asked him today, if Ben Simmons could donate you a kidney, would you take it? And he said, I'd have to think about it.
Wow.
So that is how Philly fans feel about Ben Simmons. And
they need to cheer up. They need to cheer up. Remember when that man ate poop off the ground? So they need to calm down a little bit.
Well, listen, they had a team in the World Series, and now they have the Eagles doing their thing, so things are looking up for Philly, but you got Embiid, and he's dealing with an injury, so there you go, back down, and the Flyers are bad, but they have Abbott Elementary, everybody's favorite show.
Okay, Megan, give us some quick hits. It was some craziness in college football this week.
Ooh, college football. Well, this week we have some very exciting games to look ahead to. We have Michigan against Ohio State. Now, Michigan can pull this upset off. They are 8.5-point underdogs. Oof. They could work themselves into the college football playoff. I think this is also Ohio State's chance to just completely dominate them and legitimize their case. And then we also have a game in Southern California that our very own Eddie Spaghetti will be in attendance at. USC, coming off a big victory, will take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, who are 6-point underdogs. Eddie feels great about this game. This is a big one because now that, Hendon Hooker tore his ACL, he's kind of out of the playoff. He is kind of out of the Heisman Trophy candidate conversation. CJ Stroud, he's been up and down. I think it is his to lose right now, but
Caleb Williams, he's into climbing.
The Heisman Trophy is USC quarterback Caleb Williams. And I think if he puts on a show against Notre Dame, this award could be his. Eddie, how are you feeling? What is the temperature? What is the mood in L.A.? Are the Fighting Irish faithful? Are they out and about? What's going on? What's the energy like?
If Caleb Williams wins the Heisman Trophy for a non-playoff USC team that, like, that has beaten Oregon State and UCLA in their only two tough games, and their other third tough game, Utah, they lost. And by the way, they only won those other games by a margin of 3 points. So their two ranked opponent wins have come by a total of 6 points. He doesn't deserve it. His numbers, because he's throwing this against Colorado and Arizona, like, please. I think people get a little too over the top about their ranking and stuff. They're playing in a pretty bad division. They have not played Oregon this year. Their defense is brutal. They're giving them 5 yards a pop on the ground. Notre Dame, they're a three-headed monster at their rushing attack, so I think Notre Dame is going to dominate on the ground. A lot of ball control. It won't be in the hands of Caleb Williams, and I think Notre Dame gets back Brandon Joseph, Northwestern player formerly, not All-American at Notre Dame. Probably his last game before he hits the pros. Thank you. And I just think, and they have arguably Benjamin Morrison, probably the best quarterback in college football, could have went to Alabama. He's had 3 interceptions last week, a few the week before that, and a few the week before that too. He's been on fire. So he'll shut down the passing attack too. I just think this is a great matchup, Notre Dame, but a bad matchup for USC. Their strength of schedule is brutal. Notre Dame has way more quality victories than them, and they played tough quarterbacks. Notre Dame beat Drake May at UNC, who is a far better quarterback than Caleb Williams. And CJ Stroud in the horseshoe gave Ohio State the toughest matchup of the year. I think it is CJ Stroud's Heisman to lose. So I'm pretty fair with Notre Dame. I've been pretty critical of them, but I just don't think this is a good. I mean, I have all year.
I've been pretty on the mark with them.
I said they were going to beat Clemson.
No,
but I
know you're.
If you watch like 5 minutes of like, you know, Sports Center, it's like, oh, USC is going to dominate because they're ranked 5. Like, it doesn't mean anything to me. They beat.
You're cracking me up.
In that classic Big Ten matchup that we all watched on Saturday night between UCLA and USC.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, because you know we got something to get to.
Yeah, but in that classic Big Ten matchup between USC and UCLA, there was no defense. There was no fullback dives. It was score after score after score after score. And the NFL was exciting, but it also was like, come on, guys. Is anybody going to make a stop, or are you just going to let both of these teams run down the field? And to Eddie's point, it does skew the numbers of Caleb Williams.
Do you think, so Notre Dame, USC, has anyone ever referred to this as the Virgins versus the Trojans? Just an idea. Okay.
I like it. Now, is Manti Te'o going to be there?
Yes. Absolutely. He's coming to LA. He's taking meetings. He's got to see his agent.
And he's got
to get
those
teeth polished. Yes. Now, Megan, rivalry week for us was a few weeks ago when the Colts lost to the Patriots. We revived our rivalry week. Ooh, that's tough to say. When my Purdue Boilermakers beat Northwestern on Saturday. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Boiler up.
They did win, but they didn't cover. So that's kind of a win for a Northwestern team that
who's
is
now 1-8.
They're awful. They're awful.
Didn't you bet for over on three
on their
wins?
Win total, which was 3.5.
They're not getting
and
there.
And let me tell you, they lost to Miami of Ohio.
No, we know. We know. We listen to the pod. We know.
Okay.
But I'm very proud of my Boilermakers who will, and this is what I hope for every year, be going to a bad bowl. And that
the
is
Campbell's
all.
Soup that, clam chowder bowl.
That sounds delicious. All you can hope for your children is for them to play in a bad bowl game. Isn't that the American dream? Is there anything else?
College basketball, it's feast week. Come on, feast week. This is a great time with all the tournaments. The Maui is going on right now. Harry and I bet on Creighton to win the Maui.
Okay.
My husband put this bet in back in April in Vegas. Creighton to win the Maui. Big game tonight against a really good Arkansas team. But if you are footballed out, if you need some good sports to watch, there's a lot of great college basketball.
Oh, my God.
On. I am banned from betting on college basketball right now.
As you should be.
If Tate Frazier listens to this podcast, I apologize. It was the gambler in me that kept DMing you, asking you about my picks. I asked him for advice because I was going to bet Harvard against Northeastern. He told me he loved the bet, so I did it. And it did cash out. So,
okay.
But I need to stay away from the college basketball because I go off the rails, especially with these mid-majors.
I almost totally forgot. And the reason I almost totally forgot is because I don't care about World Cup. And Eddie and I have been talking about this on Twitter. Like, the U.S. Should have won yesterday, I heard. It ended in a draw, 1-1 versus Wales, which, like, I'm reading a book now, and, like, Wales isn't even, like, it's not even a full country. Right?
I don't
understand.
I was in Wales, Cardiff. It was
I mean, it is a country, but it's like, you know, it's Alaska.
I took the train
basically
from London to Wales.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Did you have to go underwater?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything. I love going underwater on a train. Oh my gosh, that is fun. So I guess Go USA. It's like, I know that there's soccer stuff happening. It doesn't do it for me. And that's,
I do love the I believe that we will win chant, but other than that, I'm out.
That's not something the U.S. does, right?
Yeah, don't they do I believe that we will win?
Because we don't win.
No.
So we do not believe that we will win because we don't. But I'm excited for the dogs on Thursday. I'm going to be watching more of the dogs than I'm going to be watching of the World Cup, and I apologize.
I would rather watch college basketball.
Okay. Real quick, Eddie, Megan, favorite side you're going to have on Thursday?
I am going with a, this is not a side, it's a dessert. Can I go with a dessert?
Absolutely.
We're not doing a pumpkin pie, we're doing a key lime pie, because
Florida.
So much better.
I love a key lime pie, too. Okay, Eddie, favorite thing you're going to eat?
Favorite thing I'm going to eat is the sweet potato pie that I make myself. It's very good, and I will wash it down with a cider recipe that I don't even know where Jada found it, but we make it. It's a mix of like caramel vodka, apple cider, and white wine. It sounds very sugary and gross, but the way it mixes, it evens out. It's very, very good, so I suggest everyone to use that.
Good news. I love sugary and gross. So we are going to a restaurant. We're having a Friendsgiving tomorrow, then going to a restaurant Thursday.
Denny's?
No, I think I'm going to get surf and turf. I think I may forego because I'm going to have turkey tomorrow. And then I think we're going to a steakhouse and I might want a steak and a lobster.
That's kind of like the OG Thanksgiving because they definitely ate lobster and oysters.
I hope so.
They hit Plymouth Rock.
So Conrad's first Thanksgiving, taking him to a steakhouse, fingers crossed he doesn't throw a knife across the dining room.
Your baby is very well behaved in restaurants.
He's started feeling his oats a little bit, Meg.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you got a different baby waiting for you come spring.
I can't wait to see him.
And lastly, we are so thankful for all of you that listen, send fun DMs, share the podcast. So thank you so much. Hope you have safe travels. I'm so thankful to not be traveling. That is actually what I am thankful for. And we wish you safety and health on your travels.
And wealth. I hope those bets hit, baby. Let's go.
And wealth.
We wish
and
you
wealth.
Lots of wealth.
And try and be kind. Everybody is, being mean. Try and be kind. So thank you so much again, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.